She says that they will put their dependence in human power, which without God is worthless. And Elder Pearson omitted this statement when he had it published in the Ministry Magazine, or the editors did. And he omitted this last statement in his farewell address to the General Conference, because the brethren cannot accept this idea. Their foundation will be built on the sand, and storm and tempest will sweep away the structure. Because you have silently worn the yoke, friends, imposed upon you by the leadership of the Adventist Church, and they have refused to take it off your neck, and you have refused to take it off your necks, God is going to sweep the whole thing away, and you'll have no yoke from the Adventist Church. The sad thing that I have observed is that people take the yoke off from their necks that is imposed by the Adventist Church and run right over to the Reformed Adventists and take their yoke and put it on their necks. And it's no better, not one whit. Or they run over to some other group and take and put that yoke on their necks. And friends, nobody can put a yoke on your neck that you don't accept. And put that yoke on their neck. Back when I was a child, it was Houghton. And the people put his yoke on their neck, and it was a galling yoke, friends. And then Brinsmead came along, and before long he had a yoke for them to wear, and they wore that. Any yoke but Christ's, friends. Why are we that way? And you come to these meetings and people ask me, well, what do we join? And then they come to me and they want me to put a yoke on their neck, friends, by being their boss and telling them what to do and what to believe and making the decisions for them. As far as I know, you can't get a yoke in these meetings. We don't have one. The only yoke we're interested in, friends, is that you put the yoke of Jesus on your neck, so that your name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because unless you are a true fellow yoke fellow, you aren't in the group whose names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. They may be on the church records of some group or denomination, because you wear that yoke, but they are not in the Lamb's Book of Life because you're not wearing the yoke of Christ. No man can serve two masters, right? For either he will what? Hate the one and love the other, or he will what? Hold to the one and despise the other. Did you know that that's exactly what Ellen G. White says will happen? In Testimonies to Ministers, page 363, a very important page and chapter, on Thou Shalt Have No Other Gods Before Me. And I wrote a letter in 1970, which I sent to Pearson and the Union Conference and the local conference committee, in which I said, brethren, you have placed me in the position described in this paragraph, and then I quoted this paragraph. When one who professes to be a representative of Christ engages in sharp dealing, in pressing men into hard places, those who are thus oppressed will either break every fetter of restraint, they'll take the yoke off, or be led to regard God as a hard taskmaster. But this is the worst part. They cherish hard feelings against God because they think this hard yoke imposed by the church is God's yoke. And the soul is alienated from him, just as Satan planned. It is important, friends, that you break every yoke. That's why it's in Isaiah 58. That's why Sister White says the whole chapter is a message that should be, what? Repeated over and over again. And I wrote to the brethren and I said, look, I have to make this choice. Either break every fetter or regard God as a hard taskmaster. Which do you expect that I am going to do? Now, a lot of people don't know this is in Testimonies to Ministers. They haven't read it. But I knew it, friends, so I could intelligently make the decision. If I had not read this, I probably could not have made an intelligent decision. And that's why I had to ask the brethren to give me a leave of absence and get that yoke off my neck. Because I had to either regard God as a hard taskmaster and have my soul alienated from Him, or take those fetters and restrictions that they had placed upon me off my neck. They couldn't or wouldn't do it, so I had to do it. To this day, friends, they will not remove these yokes. It's up to you to make the decision. And are you going to wear a yoke of human origin? The apostles said that the one that the Jews had was one their fathers nor them could bear. It's so heavy, friends. And the yoke of Jesus is easy and light. And you may say, but Brother Bauer, the church, the true church, I think maybe I will bring in a little bit. No, I won't. I didn't bring it. This yoke was put on the necks of Adventists, friends. Brother Nikolic put up the date, 1852. When the church became Laodicean and were very comfortable and lukewarm, the devil came in and imposed the yoke upon the Adventist church. Why? Well, in order to get Laodiceans to do anything, you got to crack the whip. And James White wrote, in objecting to the change that took place in the organization in 1873, and he said, the minister who submits to be directed and sent out by a conference president or committee takes himself out of the hands of Christ. The minister who submits to be directed or sent out by a president or a conference committee takes himself out of the hands of Christ. That's strong language, friends, but that's published in the Review and Herald, 1881, the year that James White died. James White died partly of a broken heart because the organization which he was the architect of in 1863 was completely reversed and changed in 1873 at the General Conference. And they, from that time on, imposed a yoke of human origin on the necks of God's people. That's why Sister White made the plea to the conference presidents and those in positions of authority to break the yoke off the necks of the people. The yoke, friends, was one of going along and keeping silent, one of authority, and you taking orders. And James White, the year he died, said, the minister that submits to that takes himself out of the hands of Christ. Nobody else can take you out of the hands of Jesus. What does Paul say? For I am persuaded that what can separate me from Christ? Nothing! If you are separated from Jesus, it is an act of your own. If you wear any yokes but Christ's yoke, it is because you took it, maybe ignorantly, not knowing. And maybe I haven't convinced you tonight. That's not my job, friends, to convince you or convict you of anything. Just present what is written. And then you take the action. We're living way down in this earth's history, friends. I used to hear, and I've heard all my life, you know, 10 minutes to midnight, minutes to midnight. It's just about here. Well, friends, if we were minutes to midnight back then, we're probably tenths of seconds now.
Amen.
It's late. There is an investigative judgment regardless of what these scholars with their PhDs are proclaiming in their false research. Your name is going to be checked on. If you are continuing to wear the yoke of man, you are a sinner, for you have broken the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And your name will be removed from the Lamb's Book of Life.